Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Charlotte Iserbeat is joining us in 15 minutes. Alan, you were going through just what the simple scroll does, making your mind focus on that. So now you're distracted and the propaganda verbally goes directly into the subconscious. And that's only two layers. Keep going through that. I want to talk about the gopher class, why they serve their masters.
Yes, well, getting back to that part you're talking about there with subliminals, when you have you're trying to listen, when your eyes and your ears are working in unison with the one person talking on TV, you still have the ability to censor or say, I don't quite believe this or whatever. But when you have another element added to it, a second visual, it alters the brain frequencies as you're watching it, and your sensor part is down. You're taking all that in subconsciously.
It's much more extreme than just the case of them shrinking attention spans down to about 2 minutes from previously over an hour 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's more than that. People now can't just watch a straight-up TV program that's just straight up. They have to have multi-layers because now their neurons and neural pathways have been prepared.
That's correct. And when you're seeing some horror scrolling around the bottom of the screen, you're hearing another one from the presenter in front of or on the screen, you can only handle two major crises to three, possibly for some people, at once. And when you cannot handle that, you literally go into an alpha state and you're now being
banned. And they have the info babe showing just incredible sexual desire in all of her body language towards you through the TV screen with the false illusion she's really there with you in the room while they show you violence and report horrible things, also creating false neural pathways.
That's correct. And it's well known, even in torture techniques, that they use sexual pictures and so on. As they're torturing the people often, they can create a better breakdown, a faster breakdown in the person because it brings in a different part of the brain into action as well.
Here's an example they admit at a Camp X-Ray. Pouring menstrual fluid, I hate to get gross here, on men while they're raped, while people dance around in Satan outfits, while they electrocute their testicles.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's what we have running the show. And we better realize that is the mentality of this. These are from the orders of the same boys at the top that talk about this wonderful utopia. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, by the way, that's what's declassified from X-Ray, folks. I could say more, but it's too pornographic. Alan, please continue.
Yeah, so we've got to realize that this brief new world scenario, as I say, the Huxley type, will not come into being until the vast majority of the public have been altered, killed off, and or neutered, and all of that will be to come. In fact, that will be mandatory eventually, is complete sterilization of people to save the world. We're all in it together, all of that kind of stuff.
And now all the teen magazines have the beautiful young model who's the movie star. She got sterilized,
yeah.
Alan. She's cool.
She's cool, and she's politically correct, and therefore she has a pass. She can pass through places that you cannot. You're a bad one. You still think an old think. And you haven't caught up to the new type yet, so you're obsolete. That's the message. You're obsolete if you're not adapted into this brave new world.
Alan, please continue. We're going to skip this break for the InfoWars listeners. Just don't even give me music, John.
Yeah. And I shall also say, too, that people can get a lot more on my website. That's cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where there's lots of talks on all of this kind of history and what's going on and the foundations and organizations behind it that help bring it in. And they can download that for free, and they can also buy the books and so on that helps keep me going. So it's not just lack of information that's out there. It's a public doublethink. As I say, you cannot watch television and be brainwashed and still expect to think for yourself.
And Alan, I'll say this. Very few, you're one of the people I count among the half a dozen, who really get the closest to the real full picture. It takes a lot of courage to even face. So many other people aren't even government agents in our movement. They are fragmented by the organic system they grew up in, so they are giving people faulty messages of the true nature of the Matrix. So most folks that are putting out this info aren't even agents. They're just not getting the full picture.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The world's financial ministers of the top 15 or so industrialized nations, is larger than G8, are meeting to set up a world banking system. You'll pay world carbon credits into them. They're talking about shutting down the world markets next week. Global financial dictatorship that will further depress markets when they reopen them so they can consolidate. Got about 7 minutes left with Alan Watt. Alan, give out your website again for listeners that want to check it out and all the great material. Just a treasure trove of information. And then in the last 7-8 minutes, other key areas you want to discuss, solutions, ways for people to fully break their conditioning out there.
Yeah, the website is cuttingthroughthematrix.com and also alanwattsentinel.eu. And you can download lots of talks and transcripts of the shows I've done in the past where I've gone into the histories with available documentation. I try to stick to the documentation because these characters do write what they plan to do in the future. And I tell people, when you get their books from, say, the Royal Institute or the CFR, which is the same organization, by the way, really, you'll find that they make their plans. They never change their plans. They'll tell you what kind of world they're bringing in. And then you realize, my God, they're actually doing it. And they have been doing it your whole life long. So this is an ongoing war. But now we're into the critical phase where they've got a business plan. And that's how they run the world, like a long-term business plan. And they have 100 years to complete this 100 years war. It's not a war on the Middle East. That's only part of it to standardize the world. It's a war on all of the humanity, which they claim happens to be the profane, those who live in the darkness, the average person, and only the elite have the right, they claim, the illumined ones themselves, to run our lives and organize our lives the way it should be scientifically done, with logic, etc., etc. That's how they literally see their role in ruling us. We are too stupid to do it ourselves. We're too base, too primitive, and therefore they, being obviously better than we are, have the right to do it. That's pure Darwinism, the survival of the fittest. They truly believe in this completely. It's a religion.
Continue.
Well, they breed their own offspring, and even their own offspring, certain ones are not brought into this if they can't keep their mouths closed, if they don't know how to double speak to the media or the public. They won't be brought in on the big picture. They select their own ones, the brightest ones in their own families, to carry on this agenda. These characters have been having their mates selected for them for many, many centuries.
They believe they're another species.
Yes.
And now even the BBC has reported that.
Yes, they do. They truly believe they're the most evolved species on the planet, and that through selective breeding, they have the best intellect, and therefore the right to rule the lessers. That's what they say. Or the profane, as they generally called it in the past. And they mean business. They have society in such a brainwashed condition that they know they can keep recruiting young, stupid guys into their system. They've given them a whole generation of video games and nothing but glorification of the military, the black outfits, etc. So they
destroy the neural pathways where blood and guts and torture looks beautiful to them.
Absolutely.
Looks like a field of daisies.
They have. They've desensitized them completely. And in a society, too, and every dictator has known this, when you break the bonding between family and society, people crave bonding. Children need bonding. That's why especially young males are terribly screwed up today. They're brought up with single mothers often. They don't have the male role figure. The gang leader becomes their best friend who protects them, or they go into the military. The military then takes over that rule. They belong for the first time in their life. They're in a new tribe, and they have total dedication to the fellows, their fraternity of the tribe. That's the same technique that's been used for a long time, and it does work, unfortunately. While they're in that brainwashed mode, these guys will do whatever they're told. So we've got to realize that the elite are going to cause incredible turmoil within different countries, and they do want civil wars to break out so they can bring out all the repressive force that they've built up. The Department of Defense of Britain is top think tank. It's also the top for NATO, has come out with 30 years of riots, ongoing riots. That's what they foresee. They didn't tell us why. They do hint at a few things, but they do say this will happen, this is likely to happen, etc., etc. They know it's going to happen.
And that will have the public beg for a police state. This is the New York Times. Pint-sized eco-police, punch this up if you can on the TV screen for folks, pint-sized eco-police making parents proud and sometimes crazy. So, see, they're proud of it, and it says sometimes Jennifer Ross feels she cannot make a move at home without inviting some of the scorn of her daughters, 10-year-old Grace and 7-year-old Aliza, the Acura MDX she drives, a flagrant polluter, the bath at night to help her relax, a wasteful indulgence, the reusable shopping bag she forgot, again, tisk, tisk. And it talks about her children run her, and the school has trained her. They're now part of a, quote, army of eco-kids. And it goes on, now filling out dossiers in England and the U.S., reporting to police, getting them ready, and then, of course, environment first, then guns, then, you know, drugs, everything else. I mean, this is it. It's really happening.
They call it the First Earth Army, and this was first announced by the creator of the Star Wars or Star Trek series, Gene Roddenberry.
And then Delta Force picked it up as the First Earth Battalion. Mm-hmm. They say that for Mother Earth, they will, and the Special Forces has taught this now, they will slaughter. They are the horse of death, and they do these satanic chants.
That's correct. And so this was, again, Roddenberry announced that he belonged to NASA, and everyone in NASA is a 32nd degree minimum Mason. And
Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
That's right. So, and of course, even that was set up by another fellow who started off the American Rocket Research Company.
And he was the head of the Crowleyan Society here in the U.S.
He was actually told to start off his own branch, and that became NASA.
Good God help us. Alan Watt, incredible interview, and I want to get you back up next week for a full 2 hours if you can do it. We're very thankful to have you here, and the reason we can finish each other's sentences, folks, is because we're just going off their own documentation. If you really talk to the elite, it's what O'Brien torturing Winston as he's torturing him to almost to death says. Look, it's about, you know, you look at me, Winston, with black circles around my eyes, and I'm getting old, but, you know, am I falling apart is the strength of the organism. We're going to tear families apart. We're going to dumb people down to animals. We're going to then even kill more. We're going to debase everything. It is about a wonderland for us to murder, kill, and torture. And that's the real utopia, is it not, Alan?
That is the real utopia. Even Russian defectors have come across and said that once totalitarianism comes into their own country, they'll turn, first of all, on the very liberal ideologists and professors who help promote it, because they cannot have people demanding freedom as the liberals do. So the liberals bring it in. They go for all these wonderful causes, but they're the first to be knocked off when they see the reality of the totalitarian system.
Because the elite know that they're going to fight them.
Yeah.
So there you go. Alan Watt, thank you for spending time with us.
It's been a pleasure, Alex.
Amazing interview with the one and the only Alan Watt. Do we have Charlotte Iserby? All right, cut her a little bit short today. I apologize. We got Alan on late, but she'll be with us for the rest of the hour. She's got some breaking news and info for us, but I wanted to get her on because, you know, she was the second command Department of Education. Her dad was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. You know, she was in the Foreign Service, top of her class herself. She was brought in the Reagan administration, and they openly said, we're here to brainwash and brain damage basically everybody and prepare them to have the families broken up. And she's got all the quotes in her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, by the way, available at Infowars.com, the size of a phone book. And so I thought we'd go directly to her to talk about the financial collapse, the tattletales in the schools, the environmental cops, everything that's happening, everything she predicted, because she was there watching all the planning happen. Charlotte Iserby, good to have you on with us.
Yes, hello, Alex. I got in on the last part of the interview with Alan Watt. Very, very interesting, and I sort of felt like it was what I was asleep dreaming like I usually do about everything that is really happening. It's not a dream, huh? But anyway, yes, I'm glad I could be on. I'm not glad that I'm looking back at all the research that many of us, not just myself, have been doing over the past 30 years, and I feel that it's all coming together now. The economy collapsing, the presidential election, no matter who we get, we're going to get something really very bad, both of whom are controlled by the same people. It will look different. Each administration will have its differences, but when it comes down to policy making, they will be identical. However, having said that, who to vote for is, you know, it's up to your listeners if they, I went and voted absentee because I'm leaving, getting out of the country for a while. It's sort of like I'm getting out of the country on purpose because I will be out for, probably a period when big things are taking place. But anyway, when I went to vote, we live in a little town in Dresden, Maine, and I looked up at the clerk, and I said, do you have a Kleenex? This is after I'd finished. And she went to get a Kleenex, and she was very polite. I said, oh, no, I'm just kidding. I said, I just had to, I need a Kleenex because I held my nose for so long, I have to blow it. And she laughed, and she said, you know what? That's, a lot of people feel the same way you do. And the thing is, we don't have a choice. Obama terrifies me because he's very bright, he's very slick, he's very highly trained, he's programmed, he's just too smooth, and he lies. So does McCain, but Obama really is good at it. I mean, what's been going on lately in regard to his relationship with and he calls himself a communist, Ayers out of the University of Illinois, who was involved in the Annenberg Challenge, which is nothing other than the Theodore Sizer's program, schools, coalition of schools. But Ayers, very high up, the one who launched Obama from his living room, who Obama says he really doesn't know very well and doesn't know anything about him.
Stay there. We got a break. We'll come back and get into this and then get more into the overarching economic developments.
lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Charlotte is her meet as she headed up the Department of Education, got there to help children, and found out it was a giant brainwashing operation. I mean, stated. I mean, everybody knows that they're there to dumb you down. Not the teachers, they're not allowed to teach. But the system, they get what they pay for. But today we're getting into the election, we're getting into the economy. As you said, everything coming to a head, all engineered. Going to give you some financial news coming up at the end of the hour. Big developments in the stock market. A call for a world government run by the banks, as we said they would do. Charlotte, please continue.
Yes, well, I think we have to go, aside from Obama and his relationship with Ayers and his lying about it, and the possibility that is going to be the that will be the philosophy of education, which is totally communist. But it's not that it's new; it's been implemented, you know, ever since 1934, but especially under Ronald Reagan when I was there. They put the system in. But Obama, if he gets in, and probably McCain too, Obama will institutionalize this dictatorial system that has no upward mobility for your children. Your children will only be allowed to go as far as the government wants them to go in whatever job they want them to go in. This has been pointed out not just by myself, but Australian educators. We have the same outcomes-based education system. That is performance-based, what you can do for the state, for the corporate sector, the international corporate greed people, what your child can do for them rather than his own upward mobility. This is what has been implemented through the years, now being institutionalized under either McCain or Obama. McCain, most likely, his Secretary of Education could well be someone like Theodore Sizer out of Brown University, who actually was the designer of the Annenberg Challenge, which people can look up on the Internet.
That's which, of course, Obama's been deeply involved with
yes.
running one of the chairmanships. But the point here is, for those that kind of inside baseball here, the key to a planned economy is the state basically tests you and then says what you're going to be. And because they're fully blowing out the economy, even
right.
private corporations are going to be government-funded in the future.
Yep.
They can force you to take the job they want you to take. So totally
absolutely, and it's very scary now. I mean, I used to talk about corporate fascism, which came in under Reagan with the public and private sectors in partnership with no accountability to the citizens. But now what we're really looking at is a form of communism, because with the government actually taking over the private sector. Things have moved very fast the last 2 weeks. We have to hold on. You know, there are ways to go back. There always are ways to cure.
Well, people always get confused when we read Carol Quigley and all these world leaders,
right.
the top experts saying the big banks funded communism.
Well,
because the people
Wall
never
Street.
Get it. The elite comes in,
yes.
makes the state grab all the middle class wealth, then they hand it to the bankers.
Well,
So that's what's happening right now.
Yes, and then, of course, the tax-exempt foundations. And I want to point out to people who are your listeners, please go to AmericanDeception.com and read the transcript of 3,000 pages of the hearings, the tax-exempt foundation hearings in 1953. Norman Dodd was the research director. Go there. You can read anything there. I believe it's a free download.
That's right. That was not in the public domain until you went and paid for it.
Yes.
Dodd, of course, testified, and pieces of it were out, but you went and put it all on your site where it's admitted in the 50s, this planned economy.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, in 1970, Roy Ash, in was the White House conference on future economy or something in the 70s. He later on in California made a speech, and he predicted that in the 90s, the communist countries would be working with the capitalist ones. And it was very interesting, because what he said then proves that they have known all along, and that the fall of communism was a phony sham. And what we're looking at now, basically, folks, is implementing the international socialist system, which was nothing other than what Lenin called for. And the curriculum...
But again, it's not socialist in the way we think.
No.
Look at Obama telling McCain, and I can't believe I'm actually for McCain on this. If we're going to have socialism, McCain says we're going to reduce the mortgages to what they're really worth and let the people pay payments if they want to stay in them. Instead, Obama comes out and says, no, we're going to take your houses, but then just give all the money to the banks. I mean...
Well, Obama's... his advisor is Brzezinski, and McCain's is Kissinger, aren't we? We are so lucky, but Brzezinski and Soros, and anybody who thinks that Obama, because of his skin color, is going to care about the minorities has got to have their head examined.
No. They can abuse the minorities, which are the majority now, more. They can stay there, Charlotte. Stay there. We're going to come back. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time for you to break this down. They need him as their cover to do all of this. That much is clear. Plus, he has all this fascist-type grassroots support, which the New World Order really needs right now to rally around the state.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
I don't know how that song got in my lineup, but I really wanted to go bye-bye. Fortunately, I'm not bashing whoever it is, but fortunately. Charlotte Isaby is our guest. We'll give you her website and some of the books and materials she's put out. Vital information. She headed up the Department of Education, number two there. She was the head of policy, which actually ran things. Coming up, it is official from Bloomberg. It's up on Infowars.com that they are calling for a world banking body, a new empowered organization that's going to be born this weekend. It's already always been around. It's the global banking cartel with governmental power. Italian Prime Minister said political leaders are discussing the idea of closing the world's financial markets while they rewrite the rules of international finance. Let me just cover this now. The idea of suspending the markets for the time it takes to rewrite the rules is being discussed. Of course, that will be even more power for them. As a cabinet meeting in Naples, Italy, a solution to the financial crisis can't just be for one country or even just for Europe, but global. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell as much as 8.1% in early trading and paired most of those losses after the remarks. The Dow was down 0.5 to 8,540. A group of seven financial ministers and central banks are meeting in Washington today, and will stay in town for International Monetary Fund and World Bank meetings this weekend. European Union leaders will gather in Paris October 12, 3 days before the scheduled summit in Brussels, Berlusconi said, and a group of eight leaders will hold the meeting on the crisis in coming days. And then they say it'll be like a new Bretton Woods, and then others are calling for a new world order
Charlotte Iserby, please continue.
Well, I just, I'm going to be going over there, Alex, just around that time. I hope they let me off the plane. But anyway, it is happening. And, you know, all of us hope I hoped I would, be gone, long gone, before it happened. It may take a while. There can always be miracles. But everything that those of us who've been at it, we're still alive for 30 or 40 years. We've documented it. We've tried to tell people. But the Satan is out there, and he's very, very busy, and he closes the eyes of those who don't want to know. And no matter who we elect, certainly to the White House, is going to be very instrumental in carrying out this agenda. I don't care who it is, even if I didn't know the names. We would know that these people had been carefully selected. The education system was the vehicle by which they brainwashed and dumbed down the American people so that they would find nothing really particularly wrong with what's going on, except get a whopper shock when they can't get their six-pack of beer, or they can't start their car, or they can't make a payment, a mortgage payment. It's a tragedy, Alex, because the human being has a mind, has free will, and all of this has been destroyed thanks to the billions and billions and trillions of dollars that we have given to the socialist educators whose whole goal was nothing other than to create a zombie society, which is exactly what we're looking at right now. I mean, take a look at Obama. He really looks like a Manchurian candidate, actually. And I would like to know who is programming him. Who are his handlers? Do you know?
Well, what about McCain? Yeah, Brzezinski and others. What about McCain coming out and saying fellow prisoners?
Well, yes.
I mean, that's really what we are here in this escape from the U.S. thing. By the way, the stock market's only 85 points from going into the 7,000 territory. It's down about 500 points, 494 on the day so far. And they engineered all of this. We told them exactly. It's in all the government documents.
Right.
They're doing this. I'm sure you know that Henry Paulson's appointed his minion to hand out the $5 trillion. It's not $851 billion.
Right.
And now they're announcing they're going to pay money directly into their own accounts.
Well, you know, they can never – they always have to create – well, there is nothing. I've mentioned this before. When I've been speaking across the country, I always say anybody who can prove to me that very serious crises or changes that take place, problems in our country, have not been deliberately created, I'll give you $1,000. And I've never had anybody.
Oh, we know they've – I mean, you were at the Department of Education where it was all about it. I dumbed everybody down. You couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, you've got all the documents. It's in your book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. It's in thousands of quotes of them saying eradicate the family, destroy the family. You know,
absolutely. And they really – when you look at the American people now, they're pathetic. They're good people, but they don't – they haven't got a clue as to what has gone on. And if you try to talk to them, they really do resist. But I think that, you know, Alex, there is one thing that I bothers me a bit, and that is that when you look at the local level, wherever you live, I believe in. I live in Maine. We have a very bad economy here. But our banks are still strong, and they're still making loans. I think
that's
media,
right. This is a war against the real economy. That's come out.
That's
the
right.
Big banks.
The media is hyping this up, creating fear, as Goebbels said. You know, if you can create fear – you can get anything you want. And I don't believe that the situation, if it had been left alone and not pulling all these big players into it, the situation could have been taken care of. But they did it the wrong way because they wanted to do it the wrong way. These are the same people that gave us NAFTA, who robbed us of our industry. And we're meant to believe that they care about the American people? You know, so, but as far as the local level and all our people, I think we ought to try to hold firm and don't get too excited out there, because go to your local bank. If you've got a little bit of money, try to help the economy. Put it back in there. 75%, I believe, of American businesses are local businesses. Isn't that amazing? How many people know that? The 25% are these rotten traders, these corporate fascist international bankers and all, who hate America. So we've got to start thinking in terms of the 75% of our small businesses that love America and the banks that are going to try to keep you going, folks. Let's not let ourselves get too depressed.
Charlotte, continue.
Well, I just want people to understand that. And, of course, pray. Pray to the good Lord that he will bless those good things that used to be part of our fabric in this country and which made the rest of the world wealthy and happy as well. We can't let this small percentage of evil people drag not only us, but the whole world down. There's still a lot of good going on in our country, even with the dumbed-down masses. Look what they did 2 weeks ago. Excuse me, in quotes, dumbed-down masses. They understood. They smelt one big rat, and they did not go for that bailout. Now, isn't that interesting? I think it's
fascinating. Well, Charlotte, how incredible is it, I'm sure you know about this, that members of Congress were threatened last Friday with martial law.
Yeah.
That they'd be removed if they didn't vote for this. The executive can't do that. That's high treason. And even myself, I'm so used to reporting this and so aware of what's really going on that this is just normal for me because I've been seeing them gear up for it. But the general public still doesn't even know that it wasn't just their will or what was constitutional that was said no. Henry Paulson is in CNBC today and says, guess what? We are now just going to give all the money to ourselves. And then they've got nothing but Goldman Sachs people running the bailout where they own it, giving the money to themselves. I mean, it's criminal off the charts. That's what upsets me. I don't know if they scares me, Charlotte, they're going for broke. They don't care. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, I hate to be gross, you're a woman or be crude. I mean, this is like Bush going to the bathroom on the White House lawn like a dog in front of everyone. I mean, this is just, it is so off the chart.
Well, yes, it is. But I think the one good thing is that, Alex, you've been in this for a long time. I think for the first time, Americans really understand that it's off the chart. But understanding isn't enough. We have to do something. We have to know where it came from. And first of all, you have to understand that both parties are identical. They may act differently. They may say things differently, but they're both
involved. It's like a blue and a red Chevy Mustang, 2008. It's the same car, just a different paint job.
Exactly. And no matter who we get in the White House, we're going to have the same continued policies.
You've got a blue-skinned, see-through, translucent Mustang, and you got a chestnut Mustang.
No,
it's still a Mustang.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, Alex, what Americans, certainly so-called old-fashioned conservatives, don't want to face is the fact that truly these major changes in our economy, bringing us first to corporate fascism, and that started in the early in the century, but the major implementation of these things took place under Republican presidents. Eisenhower was the first one to sign the agreements with the Soviet Union. At the peak of the Cold War, in every area of endeavor, education,
same thing with Nixon, same thing.
That's right.
Reagan.
And then Reagan, the first serious, really, we had agreements in education before, but Reagan was the first one to sign the really major agreement that merged our two.
And then Bush signed us back on to UNESCO 4 years ago.
That's right.
Where the UN runs our teaching. Well, you were there. You were running the Department of Education.
I was senior policy advisor in the research arm of the Department.
But I mean, describe what you saw when you were there.
Well, I was so shocked. I saw all your tax money going all over the world, to Moscow, to Germany, to the South Pacific, everywhere, to change the system, turn it upside down from a knowledge-based system to a performance-based system, which also required total changing of children's values, getting rid of any family influence, because the family doesn't want their children to be absolute slaves to the corporate sector, the international corporate sector. So they had to get rid of the family, they had to change all the values, and they had to totally change the education system. And that actually happened mostly through George Bush Sr. with the New American School Development Corporation, and one of those programs was Theodore Sizer, Brown University, Coalition for Essential Schools, which is the Annenberg charter challenge, which Obama served on the board as number one, I think, with Bill Ayers. So what I'm trying to say here is, look, there ain't no difference between the two political parties, whether you're talking education, defense, foreign policy, sustainable development, the economy, no matter what, they are the same.
Well, look at how we've suddenly seen all these Republican leaders come out for global carbon taxes.
I know. I mean, well, you know, it's fine.
Meanwhile, it's admitted it's all a fraud. The sun just cooled off. It was hotter than ever. It was putting off more radiation than ever, so the moons of, you know, different planets were melting. The ice caps of Mars were melting. And you know, I got the head of the Liebert concert on, Lord Rothschild, and he just said, nope, Mars doesn't have ice caps. I think We Are Change interviewed Bobby Kennedy Jr. He said, nope, Mars doesn't have ice caps. And they know that it has ice caps. They know those were melting, and they know now the sun's cooled off and we're going into cooling. And they know it's all bull.
Well, we sure are going into cooling, I tell you. But on the other hand, how do you like the fact that oil is half the price it was 3 weeks ago?
Well, that's because we have a depression in real markets with a hyperinflation of currencies, and so that's going to continue to fall until next summer.
Well, that's great, because living in Maine, you don't have to worry about it down there, but living in Maine, it was pretty expensive last year.
Well,
but
look how we're conditioned.
What people have to do is, you're selling my book, and that's just great. I hope everybody will please get the book. You can also read it on the Internet, but who wants to read 700 pages? But because it's all there, folks. Our country was basically taken through a change in our education system. Not guns, not bombs, no.
Change agents
changed education starting in the early part of the century. Carnegie Corporation was the first one. Their little book that I have, Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies, it says right in there that the schools have to be changed for a socialist society, and we're going to have to put up with it. Right in 1934. And from that time on, Carnegie moved on with Rockefeller and Ford. And
let's explain. The National Banking Association and others 100 years ago said, Americans are too smart. We got to buy up education. We got to dumb them down.
Oh, you know, I mean, it's absolutely true. But the worst part, and I think that the break came when I was going to discuss this, is they have always used the minorities. And even Obama will use the minorities. Oh, why say even? He's just along with them. He really doesn't represent them at all. But they started with the minorities, Rockefeller, way, way back, with the Gates Commission, all that stuff in the early 1900s, experimenting on them. We don't need any doctors and lawyers and all this stuff. You know, we just want people who will work for us, basically. That quote is in my book. But as we went on, the key document that I actually emailed you about was the Chicago Mastery Learning in 1968. And that was outcomes-based education, the beginning of the use of the Skinner-Pavlov conditioning method, where you really do no thinking. It's all conditioning. And that was a total failure with half of the inner-city kids in Chicago. And it was even referred to in the professional journal Education Week as a human tragedy. Well, what happened there after they dropped out, God knows where they are now, they did not change a thing. They just moved on in Chicago with one innovation after the other, the kids going down the tubes, crime increasing, bringing generals on board to run the schools, and now, Alex, they're creating two or three separate schools there for homosexual kids and kids who don't know what their identity is, in case people don't
know. That's right. The design is to destroy any moorings, destroy the family, have everybody fall apart, so then the breakdown spreads. The governor announces we're going to use National Guard to confiscate guns statewide. They bring generals in to run the schools. The children are now prisoners. The scared public goes along with it. A master stroke.
It is, and it can only be through, I do say, I've been around a long time, this is satanic. And as you know, I wrote that article, and I hope people will read it. It's on at deliberatedumbingdown.com. And I consider it probably my best, because it explains how this happened to Americans, how they fell for this over a period of 100 years. It's called The Devil's Seven-Prong Fork. You can also just type that into Google, The Devil's Seven-Prong Fork. It explains how they, in quotes, use the dialectic, create the problem, people scream, impose a solution, gradualism, the frog in the cold water, the Federal Reserve, all the money you need, semantic deception, Orwell, right? George Bush's mental health initiative. He calls it the Freedom Initiative. So anyway, these are the prongs of the devil's fork. And nobody, I don't care how brilliant they are, could have come up with this agenda and had it work so exquisitely. I truly believe it is a satanic agenda that has taken place here.
Charlie, you've never talked like this. I mean, now you're a Christian, but it sounds like you're really having an epiphany.
Well, yeah, maybe. Well, not really. You know what? When I can't figure out where something is coming from, and I've been doing research for about 40 years, and I've seen it, I've lived it, I've lived all over the world.
No, I understand. It's like John on the Isle of Patmos marveling at the beast.
Well,
the precision,
it could be. I wish I were sort of like St. Paul on the road to Damascus, although maybe I don't want to go to Damascus today. But anyway...
Well, stay there, Charlotte. Final segment, we're going to come back. In fact, I'll skip this segment. I'll skip this break for the InfoWars listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because I want you to have plenty of time to cover this. But... It really is. You know, I guess the Bible calls it the mystery of evil. It's all in documents they're doing it, but the precision.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air, using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Oh, Charlotte Iserby, I really appreciate her joining us. Go to InfoWars.com, get the big, thick book she made. Most of it's just documents and photos, and where they admit that their job is to break up the family, brain damage everybody, brainwash you. You can also go to her site and read the book for free, and people seem to take that for granted. Oh, Alex, you made a $100-something-thousand film, and it's free on the web. I don't think I'll watch it. I don't care if the elites plan to exterminate me and my family and you have all their public documents. You know, I'll just deny that's real. Oh, so Charlotte Isherby ran the whole department up there, whole department, the Department of Education. I don't think I'll even go read it. Yeah, that's not true. Give us your website again, Charlotte.
No, I just really wish it weren't true, but I think when we were leaving we were discussing the exquisite refinement and smooth functioning of their agenda, which has been going on ever since the beginning of the last century, and even before, you know, when Quigley said in his book Tragedy and Hope that the industrialists got together and they decided that they had to control both political parties. So when we go to the polls, we'll think we're getting what we want, but we'll be getting what they want. And, you know, so all of it has been planned. And Norman Dodd, you know, was told by Rowan Gaither, the president of the Ford Foundation, that the tax-exempt foundations got their instructions from the White House at that time, President Dwight Eisenhower. And the instructions were to use their tax-exempt monies to change America so it could be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union, which, of course, is nothing other than the international socialist system with regions.
And then, of course, McCarthy, who'd been allowed to run wild to set up a police state in the name of the right wing, once he found out and said the Army runs all this, the Pentagon, they said, oh, he's a crazy drunk, get rid of him. But
yeah,
in truth, he found out, and now the Soviet files have been released, and New York Times headline like 5 years ago,
yeah.
McCarthy was right.
Yes.
They were all Soviet agents, but the Soviets were our agents.
Oh, that's right. I mean, we've been in bed with them for, you know the great book that I always, it's hard to find one book you could say is the most important.
The Naked Communist?
I think it is from Major Jordan's diaries. Where Major Jordan actually found the heavy water and all in those boxes being shipped lend-lease to Russia when he was assigned out in Great Falls. To me, that book, if people can, it's very hard to get. Google it, and from Major Jordan's diaries.
And then they killed the Rosenbergs. It's now declassified that the nukes were given to the Soviets, the A-bomb technology.
Yep.
But then, you know, fry some dirty commies, and meanwhile, the Pentagon's sending it all. Folks, it's totally staged. They're putting poison in your water. They're spraying you. Every evil's being carried out.
It's evil.
Most of us are going to die of the cancer they gave us. The numbers are exploding. All we can do is pray to God to protect us and help us and say no to the system and just fight it every way you can. Charlotte, be careful in Europe. I want to talk to you when you get back.
You let me know about that meeting. Maybe I should go pull a Joan Vian. By the way, folks, go and Google Joan Vian. She has a lot of good stuff. But she's so little, she could get away with going in there and talking to the Paul Volckers or the whatever Pauls of the world. But I will be there during those meetings. Maybe I better just stay at home. I'm sure Brussels is going to be pretty crowded on the streets.
Now you got the bankers in there figuring out how to scam the people the best.
Well, I'll have to. I'm hoping that nobody's going to talk politics with me over there. I do speak French, but we'll just try to stay away from it because the Europeans are pretty stupid too, by the way. And that's not very nice.
No, no. Americans have 70 IQs. Europeans have 75. I know.
Is that about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, Alex, you take care of yourself, and God bless everybody. But don't. I want people to remember what I said about Main Street. 75% of our country is small business. We still have one another, and we are the majority. And these people should not be allowed to get so much media to scare us so that there's really no hope whatsoever.
No.
I think there is hope.
There is hope. Hope springs eternal. Thanks, Charlotte.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.